Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are holding 2 days of meetings, and on the agenda includes COVID-19 vaccines for children under five, which could lead to authorization tomorrow and shots available as early as next week. Two vaccines are up for discussion from Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna. Dr. Kristen Moffitt joins us now. She's an infectious disease doctor at Boston Children's Hospital. Dr. Moffitt, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. There are some roughly 18 million babies and children under five. Why has this emergency authorization process been so much slower for this group?
The process for this group has been delayed partly as part of the natural process by which new medications and vaccines tend to be investigated and studied. And it's often the case that the very youngest children are really the last to be part of these clinical trials. And then we also know that the Pfizer vaccine for those under five that was originally studied as a two-dose series was delayed even a little bit further when it was decided based on immune responses that a third dose would be necessary in this age group. So that's been part of the holdup.
Yeah, and I understand. So now, yes, a three-dose regime is under discussion. What have the FDA scientists said about the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for young children as far as how effective and how safe they are?
Yeah, so we'll be really eager to hear what those in-detail discussions will be around both the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines for these very young children during their review tomorrow. And what we know, though, from the full data sets that have been released, which include the data that the FDA advisors will be reviewing, is that in general, both of these vaccines had very reassuring safety profiles and generated very good immune responses in children of this very young age group.
Yeah. And for children in this age group, what have we learned about COVID-19 cases as far as how severe they tend to be, whether they're frequently hospitalized or no?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think we've all taken reassurance that in general, for the duration of this pandemic, children have not suffered severe illness from COVID-19 with the same frequency that older individuals have. But we really need to keep that in perspective. Some children are getting very, very sick with COVID-19, and the number that are requiring hospitalization from this infection is very much on par with a typical influenza season. And we also know during the Omicron surge, we saw particularly young children, so those under the age of four, being hospitalized at five times the rate that they were with prior surges of COVID-19 variants. So it's definitely an important group to have vaccines available to them.
Yeah. Well, and if these vaccines indeed become available as early as next week, how do you expect parents of young children to respond? The uptake was somewhat slow for older children.
It was a bit slower in the 5 to 11-year age group. I think that there is a group of parents that are very eager to be able to get the benefit of vaccination on board for their very young children. I think there's another group who may be in the sort of wait-and-see category. We've seen that with rollouts in the other age groups, that they just want to see there be a bit more accumulated safety experience as more like millions of children get immunized instead of the thousands that are part of the phase 3 trials. But I think it's really important for parents to consider the benefits of vaccinating their very young children, both individually to keep their very young children protected against severe infection from COVID-19, but also at more of a community and family level to decrease their risk of becoming infected at all and make it less likely that COVID-19 could come into a household.
Yeah. And quickly, if I'm a parent of a young child and I have a choice between the Moderna or the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, how should I think about the differences?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big question for a lot of families. I really think the data review will suggest that these are very much on par, both of these vaccines in terms of their safety and immune response profiles. So I think it's going to come down to some very practical issues for parents. One being, where do they want to get their young children immunized? If it's at their pediatrician's office, probably best to just find out which vaccine their pediatrician's going to be carrying or whether it's both and make decisions that way.
Dr. Kristen Moffitt is infectious disease doctor at Boston Children's Hospital. Thank you again.
Sure. Thanks.